Hi, I'm Edie, and I seem to have a lot of beefs these days. What's your beef, or where's the beef? I'm a middle school reading specialist who is soaking up the last moments of summer, and I am a mom to three teens and an art journal enthusiast.
Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, hi, I'm Leia, and I'm a very beefy gal today. A few different ways. But right now I am feeling quite beefy about having to go back to Beijing. Yeah.
That's my major beef.
I know.
You must stay here.
Forever.
Yes.
But anyway, heading back to Beijing really soon, and that's okay too. It's actually okay. We're the two chit-chat chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit-chat tips and tricks.
Use your cookbooks and taffy cracks.
We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
What's your beef?
And of course, we'll have our chit-chat challenge of the week.
In our chit-chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Leia, I'm going to start us off, and my tip is to go to where you keep your cookbooks and use them.
Oh.
Because, like, when I'm looking at my cookbooks in the winter, it's like, you need zucchini, you need fresh tomatoes, you need your spinach, you need a cucumber, and it's like, none of that tastes good.
Because it's, winter. It's out of season.
Yeah, at least in Wisconsin it is. So I feel like this is the time to use your cookbook. And this is always the time of year when I bring up my Moosewood cookbook.
Oh, yeah.
And I make their hummus and I add parsley. I make their marinara. Uh-huh. I do the salsas.
You have this great Green Goddess dressing.
Yeah, that was from... I can put it in the, I don't remember offhand what it is. It's the magic green sauce.
Yes.
Google
yes,
it and you'll find
so
it.
So good.
Yeah. You just want to use your cookbooks like now.
Okay. Because you've got all the fresh
ingredients. You've got all the stuff. It's going to be so good. And maybe like your summertime is a little more relaxed than the rest of the year. So you have time to cook.
Well, good one.
Yeah. So in the show notes, I'll list a couple of my favorite cookbooks. I like that one by Julia. I forget.
Child.
No. Tertian or something.
Beef bourguignon.
Julia Child.
We love her, but yes.
Well, yeah, but I don't want to cook her recipes.
She's a winter person.
She's
we
a winter.
Be making her food in the winter.
Her stews. Yeah.
Cuisine.
Okay. Her baked goose. She'd be eating that up in November.
Exactly. Go to Julia in the late fall. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I have a food tip as well.
Yeah.
Really exciting. And because summer is not quite over and there's still time for campfires.
Yes, lots of time.
Yes.
That goes into autumn.
Right.
It goes into autumn.
For sure, for sure. Well, this is an alternative to a s'more.
Good, because I don't like them.
I know. They're heavy, right?
They're too sweet.
They're gooey. They're too sweet.
Too sweet.
Too sweet.
I bet Don doesn't eat a s'more.
No, never.
Yeah,
never.
I don't either.
He will prepare them, but he will not eat them. Mm-hmm. But Emily loves making s'mores.
Oh.
But this, you can still get your stick poked into the campfire and have fun. But instead of putting a marshmallow on the stick, you put on a Kraft caramel.
Well, I can get behind that.
Right?
I love caramels.
Caramels. Is that how you say it? Or
I don't know.
Caramel?
Some people say it like that and it's funny.
Yeah.
Caramel.
Okay. I think
you
that's
get out your Canadian.
Caramel. That's a Canadian thing, I think.
Is it?
I believe
it's cute.
So. Okay.
Thank you, Canadians.
What do you say?
Caramel.
Well, that's what I just said.
I love it.
But
some
no.
people say caramel.
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 Okay. Okay. Caramel. All right. So anyway, you get your Kraft brown little... Cube.
Caramel.
Okay.
Caramel.
Put it on a stick.
Yeah.
Put it in
How
the
many?
Fire.
How many? Like three?
No, one at a time.
Oh.
No, just one.
Oh.
Because
what are you gonna
you're
going
to put it between, you're going to melt it a little bit, and then you're going to smush it between two Ritz crackers.
I'm there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. For some reason, that will not be too sweet for me.
Sweet and salty.
Yep.
And buttery. Like the, oh, my gosh.
Num, 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 num. Can I turn on, like, my electric stove and...
Yeah. I guess like, you could. Yeah, yeah. Just melt those caramels anyway.
You could put them like in a microwave.
We should go have some right now.
I don't have any. I need to buy some.
Good Lord, these are good.
I can see why they're called taffy cracks.
Uh-huh. It's like crack cocaine.
It's like crack cocaine.
For the sugar addict, yeah. It's beautiful. They're mm-hmm. so good. And they're small, right? So you can
yes,
have
you
20.
Can have many. Or, 20 and you not know, worry about
or you
it.
You could have one. But they're delicious. They're easy.
No.
And they're a campfire food. Taffy crack.
Does Don eat them?
Mm,
too sweet?
Probably too sweet.
Okay.
He may have had one with his IPA the other night when we had a campfire, but I'm not sure.
Okay, he didn't have 20.
I don't monitor his food intake. He certainly did not have 20.
All right, great tip. Yeah. I'm doing it.
That's a good one, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune?
It's time for Campfire Chat.
Okay, so today we've just, you know, we've been complaining a bit lately. Edie and I together, sometimes oh we just gosh. Have some beefs.
Yeah, we're not calling it complaining. We're going back to like the days of David Letterman when Jay Leno would come on his show and David would be like, okay, Jay, what's your beef? And Jay would like just go on and on about his beef. And it was so funny.
Yes. So we're going to, you know, we're going to try to make this light. But, you know, we are, you know, having a little bit of a stitch and bitch session.
Yes. Okay, start us off.
Okay, so since coming to North America, I've been very confused by the tipping situation. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's happening. Apparently, mm-hmm. there's a good New York Times article that I can read to become clear on this. But initially, you know, I was paying for everything on mm-hmm. my credit card. And every time I would slip that baby in, it would be, do you want a tip? And so do you want to, you know, and the first choice is like 15% or maybe 10%, 15%, 18%.
I think it does
20%
start at 15
or more. Does it? Yeah. Some places start that high. And so I was at the BC liquor store a few weeks ago. I was buying alcohol and, you know, from a government liquor store, and there was a choice to give a tip. It's like,
stop it.
Tipping. What the what?
Stop it.
It's crazy. So I think it's out of control. I am, as a rule, a 20% tipper. I like to err on the side of generosity. But if I am tipping for every Tom, Dick, and Harry to every place, you know, I go to Ulta, am I going to tip? No.
No. Not after they sold you those magnetic lashes. They should have, like, said, don't buy these.
No kidding. Yes. So
I want to return them for you.
Yeah. So my beef is... I really like to be generous, and but I feel guilty when I'm not tipping if it asks me to, like, it makes me assume that I must tip wherever I go.
Yeah, and I'm going to piggyback on that.
Please.
So when you go to the hairstylist, and then you have, and hairstyles and haircuts and hair color can be very expensive.
Yes.
Very expensive. Mm-hmm. So let's say you go in, you get a cut, you get your roots touched up, you get your balayage, you get the treatment.
Yeah.
And it's
$900.
Well, or like realistically close to $200.
Yes.
Easy. So a 20% tip is $40.
Yeah.
Now I can barely afford the $200, but I'm extremely vain. Uh-huh. I should not be spent. I should be doing it at home where I looked kind of like Morticia from, you know, the Addams Family. Because, you know, so anyway, what I'm saying is, do I just stay home and look ugly?
Uh-huh.
Or do I have to save up more to tip $40 on top of that?
Or do you look like a cheapskate? I don't know. We should consult Deb Pine, our good friend who's a hairdresser, on this.
Well, I don't want to know the answer because the right answer is tip 20%.
Yeah. Okay.
I usually tip $20 no matter what the price is.
Right. Okay.
Because I'm like, I'm a teacher.
Yes. We should wear a big sign.
I'm when a you single go, mom.
I'm a
single
teacher. Mom and teacher.
I don't know. It's just a lot of money. And I know the hairstylists deserve every single penny of it.
Uh-huh.
That's just my beef.
Yeah. And my beef is like, let's decide what services you tip for and what are not necessary and make it clear.
Or
because it's become, you know,
a mess.
It's become
or
a
why
mess.
Don't the salons just charge like a no tipping salon? I would love that.
Mm-hmm. But you'd pay more to go.
Yeah, just, happily.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then I wouldn't have to think about it. I'd end up paying $250 instead of $180.
Okay, well, chicks and roosters, we'd like you to chime in here because I feel confused by it. Mm-hmm. And I do like to be generous.
Okay.
Okay. What's a beef you have, Edie?
Icebreakers at the beginning of the school year layup.
Oh. Right? Like, let's just get in. Chop, chop. Let's just do what we need to do. Oh, I know.
I cannot tell you, this is what, my 34th year of teaching, how many stupid ice, how many ice years of icebreakers have we had between us?
Well, like, right? I think I'm 37 years in. Ugh. So, whoa, right? Yeah, it's a lot.
It's like you're running around and putting sticky notes of adjectives on people you don't know's back, right. You know? Well, and, I'm happy. You're happy. Let's talk. You know?
Here's what I have to say about this. I'm not adverse to it for kids, especially if it's going to help them. If it doesn't negatively affect their self-esteem, or, you know, we have a lot of kids in our classes too, who are introverts. And so it can feel, it can be really hard for them. So it needs to be something that's pretty low key, or that's, you know, that's fun, but it's not overwhelming. And then I'm okay, like in the first class of the year, maybe, but not like on and on, and not stressful for kids. But where I am anti icebreakers is with adults.
Yeah, because we want to be in our classroom getting things ready. Yeah. I don't have time to play sticky note hell with my new coworkers.
Yeah, I'll get to know them over coffee.
Yeah, or not, because they'll quit next year. So.
Oh, no. Well, my job situation is slightly better than yours, so I hope that's not the case for my colleagues. But yeah, no, I'm not a fan. No. And I'm sure many of you who are not teachers also deal with this, you know, team building and stuff. And team building is not nonsense at all. I don't.
But the way it's presented is nonsense.
I feel like there's a better way.
There's a better way.
Yeah. So if you have some tips on letting us know what the better way is, do let us know, because we're about to launch ourselves into the classroom anytime now. So there you go. Okay. So my next beef is the clothing industry that makes nothing for gals like me who are 5'2" or under.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't find anything, Edie. Mm-hmm. Even the petite sizes are like 5'4".
It is 5'4".
Yeah. So everything I buy.
And then they're cut different.
Yep.
Like, I'm short, but I'm not a petite person.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Well, I think they've done a better job. Like, I'm not a petite extra small. I'm a petite medium or even a petite large at times. But it's still, they don't, there are not very many places that cater to shorter gals.
No.
And Don has the same complaint because he's not a super tall guy. And the arms are always like down to his, you know, the second joint on his. Yes. Yeah. So, you know, come on, cater to us as well, because I think, you know, a lot of us are a little bit shorter than, you know, I don't care what the average is. It's maybe 5'5" or something. But I don't want to have to pay extra money to adjust all of my clothes. Unfortunately, right now I live in China and I can get things tailored at a minimal expense.
But wait till you move back here, you'll just be cuffing everything.
I know, right? It's super annoying. So I'm going to just like fully avail myself of my tailor this next year, my last year in China. But I'm just annoyed by that. And I think that more stores should have clothes for petite gals. Mm-hmm. And also, like, I'm short-waisted, so every single shirt that I buy is way too long, and then it's super unflattering because it's either tight around the hips or it falls in exactly the wrong position. And, you know, and I'm not going to wear crop tops, obviously, even though the crop top would go below my belly button.
Yeah.
It would still be gross.
Well, my friend Lena is very tall, and she has the same complaint that nothing's like the correct length for her.
Yeah.
And it's not like she's, you know, 6'3". She's just taller.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe we should open a bespoke clothing business.
My next beef, Leia, and I may have alluded to this on the podcast, it's neighbors.
Oh.
My neighbors are, like, the backyard is a dumpster fire. You've seen it. There's two grills. There's a smoker. There's a chicken coop. All the chickens are dead. There's a trampoline. There's like this huge inflatable like pool slide thing that must have sprung a leak. So they just wadded it up in this gargantuan heap and threw it behind a pine tree. And they're trying to keep the pine tree from dying because they've like heaped all this garbage around it. Oh, so they cut off all these branches, which don't grow back. And then they started to pile up leaves around it.
Oh, no.
Plus, they just throw like coolers and chairs and bed frames.
Oh, no.
And there's a dresser was added.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I have my beautiful lawn. Yes. Everything's so pretty. And then I live next to them. And I don't want to pay $5,000 for a fence, but, you know, I might just have to move or get a fence. But, Leah, today, there's three puppies living there now. I'm not even kidding. The chickens are dead. And now there's three puppies that they don't have on a leash.
What a nightmare.
And they all smoke cigarettes.
The puppies?
No. No, the people. Puppies, can you imagine?
Oh, geez.
So, you know.
That's neighbor hell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a rental. So next, when I move, I'd like to move tomorrow. But when I move, I'm not moving next to a rental. And if it's like, if the backyard's a mess, I don't know who's going to buy my house with those people.
Oh, yeah. It brings down your house value.
Oh, yeah. And then they have a truck that's permanently parked in their driveway with a huge swimming pool underneath it to catch the oil drips.
Yikes. Well, Edie, so here's the difference between Canada and the Midwest, or I guess maybe I should speak more specifically, British Columbia, where I come from, and the Midwest. And I remember the first time I came here with Dawn, I was like, why is there no privacy between the houses? Because we're all about the privacy, right? Mm-hmm. There's always like huge, huge trees or shrubs or fences. Mm-hmm. And nobody takes offense because everybody does it. So pretty much like most of the yards, even in suburbs, have total privacy in the backyard.
That sounds, I should just move there. Did I mention they have like 9 kids? I'm not even exaggerating. I don't know where all these kids are coming from.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot to deal with. Well, come to Canada and we'll set you up.
Okay. All right. Woo. Yeah, problem solved.
That's a big beef. I get it. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, well, my next beef is, I'm complaining so much about the service industry. But what is going on with food costs?
Oh.
So here's the thing.
Inflation's going down.
Yeah, but yeah.
I don't know.
Right.
Maybe in the price of lumber, maybe I could build that fence.
Right. Well, I was, you know, we had been thinking, well, we know that we're leaving China this year after the school year when Emily graduates and we're starting our lives anew on Vancouver Island. And as soon as we crossed the border into Canada, the States already seemed really expensive. But then we crossed the border and we're like, oops, we're not retiring. I just like, you know, $3.97 a pound for tomatoes in the summer when they're ripe. Just everything is so, it's double the expense in Canada, nearly.
Tomatoes are pure gold.
Well, I mean, I just need to start a garden immediately, though I'll have to purchase, like I'll have to put up deer fencing because where we live, there's a lot of deer. But yeah, I'm going to garden up a storm and work.
Work at Costco.
Yeah, well, we met with our financial advisor yesterday and, you know, talked through a few things. And one of the things we decided is we are helping our daughters with university. But I think after second year, it's like they're on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Or we loan them money, but, you know, they pay us back without interest or something. But anyway, like we need to like have enough money for us.
Yes, you do.
And with the costs, I went to a Salvation Army thrift store in Vancouver and I was looking at this pair of boots that I was like, oh, they're cute. And they're Aldo, which is like an okay brand. And not the supermarket. There's like a Canadian shoe brand. I think that's what it's called. And I was like, okay, yeah, I would pay $12 for them, which is what they were. And I brought them to the counter.
It was $12 a shoe?
No. $120.
What?
At a thrift store, at a Salvation Army thrift store on Main Street, Vancouver.
Well,
like, what is happening?
What is happening?
No, I can't do this. So I think we're going to be like shopping at the dollar store.
Getting a bag of carrots and onions. And Don can create a stew. Shoot some squirrel.
A lot of stews. We will definitely have to stop drinking alcohol because, again, that's like 6 times as expensive in Canada as it is in the States. So, or you just come visit and bring us like truckfuls or something.
In my teeny tiny car.
whatever the case, I am shocked by the expense mm-hmm. of, you know, consumable goods. And it just is what it is. We were caught out during the pandemic. We haven't been back here in 3 years. And I'm like, what is even happening?
Yeah.
And to eat out? Like, come on.
No, it's not happening.
Wow. Wow. So the tips that I got to end on a positive note are A, try to, if you live in a city, you know, try to buy your produce from, if you don't have a garden, from your local green grocer, you know, and in Vancouver.
What's a green grocer?
Like an Asian food store that sells vegetables and fruit. You know, it's always way cheaper. So that, and that was the case when we were staying in Vancouver. I always went down the road to this sweet place where these folks from Hong Kong, I could just buy everything at like less than half the price of a supermarket. And then the other big recommendation was get a membership at Costco and, you know, get all your meat and your stuff mm-hmm. like that from Costco.
So, yeah, it's like initially like a shocking amount of money
mm-hmm.
if you're buying all your meat.
Yeah. Okay. Because you buy it in bulk.
You buy it in bulk, right. But it'll last you. We just don't eat that much meat here anymore.
Maybe that's part of it too.
Yeah.
Go vegetarian.
Which is good.
Stop drinking.
Yeah, it's all healthy.
Plant your own garden.
This is actually a positive.
Yes, yay. Okay.
Okay, so. Leah, our last one is a mutual beef that we have about us possibly having to start swimming.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
So I have my knee mm-hmm. that's not great.
I have my hip and back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And people like are like, oh, you need to start swimming because of the, you know, and it's like, I know.
Low impact.
I know. Shut up.
Right?
I don't want to swim.
I know. I don't either. It's the water's so cold, all the prepping, and then all the post.
You have to peeling off that wet swimsuit.
Oh, gross. And it's so cold getting in the water.
Oh, I can't even stand it.
You
I just want
to blow dry your hair in front of a bunch of people and put on your makeup, and then you're,
I'm not doing it.
Well, I might be doing it.
Ugh.
But and obviously, I need to turn this around because with this attitude, I'm not doing it. But, like, Edie, I can't get any cardiovascular fitness otherwise.
Can't we, like,
otherwise?
Have, like, a tub of balls and, like, jump in and, like, swim through the balls?
IKEA ball tub for me and Edie.
Wouldn't that be
batting balls at each other?
I think I feel like that would be the same thing.
I don't think so. I'm open to like water resistance things. I think I'm not open to the swimming, but I think I would do like water aquasize type things.
Well, what's the difference?
But again, no, the prep, the cold water, the, you know, the body image obviously comes into it for me as well. But I could do the Muslim outfit.
You know who's at these water aerobics classes?
Yeah,
people
all,
like us.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
They're not looking at our swimsuits.
Yeah, that's true. They're not judging us.
They're like a lot more courageous than us because they're in the water waving around those jugs filled with water.
Jugs, with their bingo wings. Yeah, you're right. We can do this. I need to find a warm pool, though. Like, I don't want to be in cold water ever.
I don't want to peel off a wet swimsuit every day.
Maybe you could cut it off.
Just cut it off every day.
Start
you
with
can buy
new
a new one at
disposable.
Salvation Army for $38.
Okay, so that's enough of our beefing. We'll come back with a much more positive episode next week. It's time for the
Chit Chat Challenge of the week.
So this week.
Yeah, if you want to join us in our negativity... You can post your beef or you can tell us, you know, things
get over
about
it.
Tipping or yes, I think to get over it.
Yeah.
Or like inexpensive fencing options for me.
Uh-huh.
Or ways to like drive them away. I just want them to move.
Yeah. Help us out. So your challenge of the week is to help us deal with our beefs so that we can move forward with positivity. Okay. But if you want to share some of your beefs too, we're open to that.
We're here for you. We're here.
We are. So every week we do share our Chit Chat Challenge of the Week on the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook, which is a great place to chat with other listeners to the pod and, give your thoughts and recommendations and beefs. Yeah.
Though I am thinking, Leia, maybe we should have a challenge of not complaining for a month.
Well, right?
We probably should. We deserve that after this episode.
You're right. Okay. I am kind of up for that because.
I feel great now, but I'm going to, it's like, what are we doing?
I know. This isn't good. This is our most negative episode to date. But that's it for this episode, fortunately, of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for links to our blogs, Instagram, and to my Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings, and of course to the CC Coop.
Yes, okay.
The CC Coop.
Yes. And, please give us a review on iTunes or the podcast app that you listen to so other people can find us.
Yeah. I know you wanted to put this on as your beef, but thanks, Leia, for being the producer of this show.
If only she could learn to do this.
I'm incapable of learning.
Oh, the time, the blood, sweat, and tears I put into producing the show.
It is a lot. I'm very grateful.
Well, you're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.